I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The FDA recently approved medication to help reduce allergic reactions for individuals with severe food allergies. Dr. Kelly Williams is here to talk about the details. Dr. Williams is an associate professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician specializing in allergies, asthma, and immunology conditions at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Williams, bring us up to date with details about this new treatment now available for children and adults with serious food allergies.
Omalizumab is the drug that was recently approved for food allergy. It's also known as Xolair. It's a monoclonal anti-IgE antibody. And the drug has been actually on the market for over 20 years for the treatment of other allergic conditions like asthma. However, now it's FDA approved for the treatment of food allergy. It is not a cure for food allergy, so people still need to avoid their food allergens and carry epinephrine auto-injectors, but it will reduce the risk of severe reactions, especially with accidental food exposures.
And who would typically qualify to use this medication?
Well, that's really exciting because this is actually FDA approved for children as young as 1 year old, and anybody can have it all the way through adulthood. Previously, there's only been one other FDA approved drug on the market for food allergy, and that was approved for 4 and up and just for peanut allergy. This is also the only FDA approved medication for people who are allergic to more than one food, so that's a tremendous addition as well.
And how would this actually be used? Under what sort of circumstances?
So it's a drug that they use for maintenance is what I would say. We base it on their weight in their labs, and people are dosed to receive the medication as a subcutaneous injection every 2 to 4 weeks. It's not an emergency medicine. It is regular maintenance medicine.
And what about cautions or side effects related to this medication?
So the most common side effect reported both in the recent study and all of the prior studies for this medication were injection site reactions, also pain at the site of the injection, and then transient fever. That being said, in earlier studies way back when for this drug, anaphylaxis was reported. And so this medication is typically given in the clinic with prolonged observation times just because of the risk for reactions.
From your perspective, why is this a significant new development just in real life for patients who have these sorts of allergies?
Yeah, so it's really a huge new development in the world of food allergy. We've been telling people to strictly avoid, and in small amounts of foods can be harmful and can actually kill people. And so now, not only has this drug shown a reduction in severe reactions to food, but it also has shown that in some people, the drug can increase allergen tolerance in one food, but also in more than one food. And tolerance is really the goal for all of these food allergic people. They want to live a life where they're not consumed by fear from a possible cross-contamination reaction.
What's the next step for patients who are thinking perhaps this medication might be a good fit for their allergy scenario?
It's definitely worth talking to your doctor about this medication to discuss whether or not you may be a good candidate for the medication. Even if omalizumab is not the right medication for you, there's been a great deal of progress in food allergy research recently, and there will be more options available soon. So just being in the pipeline for those and having that conversation now would be really helpful.
Dr. Williams, thanks for this update about new treatment for severe food allergies.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.